Landowners may want to think twice about a straight cash rent lease for next year. If you're signing a farmland rental agreement for 2013, what are the terms? If you're an operator, are you agreeing to a higher cash rent than 2012 because the landowner wants more since prices are going up? Are you engaging in a flexible lease payment that protects an operator's financial commitment should 2013 be another dry year? Are you continuing with the crop share lease that was begun with the prior generation for both the owner and the operator? Well, farmland leases vary widely from one part of the Corn Belt to another, but operators must still manage their risk in an agreement that the owner considers to be a fair lease. The state of Illinois, with a high percentage of land owned and operated by different individuals, also has a wide variation in rental agreements because of soil productivity. University of Illinois economist Nick Paulson says the trend of the past 15 years has been a move away from crop share leases to cash rent leases, in part because aging landowners who want to avoid all the bookkeeping chores. Their simplicity may be attractive, but at high levels that have been recorded the past few years, operators face significant risk of heavy financial obligation without protection against lower yields or prices, and of course, 2012 was a good example. Paulson compares the straight cash rent agreements to flexible and share rental agreements, and finds the latter not only protected the operator more, but frequently provided more cash to the landowner. And owners may find that to be a surprise. Paulson says that's been the case since 2008, including the lower yields of 2012. He gives three different examples. For the northern third of Illinois, Paulson calculated rental rates for a 50-50 crop share lease, as well as a flexible lease in which the owner received 40% of actual crop revenues. He said they resulted in similar payment levels over time and averaged $318 and $305 per acre, and were larger than the $203 fixed cash rental agreement for northern Illinois based on USDA discovered averages. For the central third of Illinois, Paulson said the 40% share and flex rate leases averaged $280 and $278 respectively for the past 5 years, compared to the average of $215 per acre for the cash rent lease reported by USDA. In the southern third of Illinois, the 40% share and flex rent leases were $243 and $241 per acre for the past 5 years, compared to the $127 average cash rent reported by USDA. Now, while the widely variable productivity in farmland returns similar performances for flex and share rent leases compared to straight cash leases, Paulson said those 5 years were times of high and increasing commodity prices. He questioned if the same could be expected if there was a year of large yield losses, such as in 2012. The key to the success of the formula and for determining the rent to be paid. For the flexible lease, Paulson established the level with the crop insurance base, or the projected price, along with the average price from April through September, as reported by USDA. He also used a crop rotation, which utilized 55% corn, 45% soybean acres. Paulson said, despite yield levels well below trend in all three regions of the state of Illinois, the flex lease design results in similar or larger payments than the average fixed cash rent reported for each region. And that's true for both the base insurance price and the average price received from April through September. In northern Illinois, where yield losses are expected to be smaller than the other region, the flex payments were considerably higher than the average fixed cash rent. For central and southern Illinois, the flex lease rate calculated using the base insurance price is similar to the average fixed cash rent, while the flex lease rate based on the average price received is well above the average cash rent level in those regions. And so in summary, trends in land rental agreements and agreement types suggest that tenants are taking on more risk exposure. That's a serious concern for all farm operators, but especially for those who are highly leveraged and or rent a large portion of their acres. Given market trends toward cash rental agreements, convincing landlords to use a share or flex lease may be difficult. Price and yield levels since 2008 have resulted in the typical 50-50 share lease and a similar flex lease payment equal to 40% of gross revenue, providing payments to landowners which may exceed the average fixed cash rent levels. Moving to a share or flex lease will also shift some risk from the tenant to the landlord. Farm-level yields will vary around these averages considerably, implying that share or flex lease payments for some operations may be well below comparable cash rental rates for the area. I'm Stu Ellis.